your affiliation with the person who is talking will determine to what extent you would consider what they're saying in a way that it would reshape or restructure your own memory. And the way that this was measured in that study was that there would be, a retrieval-induced forgetting paradigm where you study a number of items, and then some items are mentioned, some items are not mentioned. Then during the test, we see if you show the patterns of retrieval-induced forgetting, which is neutral items that were not relevant, don't change in memory, you're going to remember better items that were mentioned, but items that were related but were not mentioned will get a little forgetting or suppression, or you remember them a little worse. Now, what happened was that they noticed that if the identity of the person who was reminding you of the memory items, you had some sense of affiliation with it, and you were much more likely to show the forgetting effect. But if you associated the person who was talking with another group that you're not affiliated with, you were less likely to show the forgetting effect. You showed less forgetting effects. So in a way, there are some people that we allow what they're saying to influence our memory systems and restructure our memory systems a little more than others. And that depends on our social ties with them, which is part of the reason why I think this kind of network-based social tie studies are important, especially because it's not just that I'm affiliated with them. So in this case, I think it was a very, honestly, Kurt Vonnegut would say a grand falloon, which is a false affiliation. But it was like a false affiliation that was really not that important, like Princeton versus like Yale or something like that. And still, he created that effect. So if you were from your own university or someone who was talking was from another university, it's very arbitrary sort of social distinction. But I think that especially given a lot of human networks are very hierarchical, I think that it would be very interesting to also look at the effects of somebody who's in a position of authority.
I think the context is the key factor here, right? So it's like having a conversation with someone about an event that happened and setting the authority piece aside, just having a conversation with someone who's sort of equal status compared to you about an event that you guys both experienced. In your conception of yourself or your memory about that personal event that you also attended is way more likely to sort of rub up against whatever sort of divergent information this other person told you. As Ida said, for sure, the position within the network, status, power would affect your memory of something